Tappers, what's going on? It is the Daily Tap Presents, brought to you by the Snowtap WI Network. We've been doing this thing now for about a week. I think it's been going well. I'm kind of not trying to look at the stats because I basically have said to you guys that you can listen to these whenever you want. So I just expect that you are going to just bank these for a later day. You're not going to always listen on the actual day. We have opening day today. That makes me sad. I've been a little bummed out as the day has started that we should have opening day. And the weather sucks here. So, I mean, you do have that. It's rainy. It's cold. I don't know if it's cold. I think it's actually kind of nice. But it's definitely rainy. And I said to somebody, well, that's why we have a roof. Like, that's the whole reason that the Brewers have put a roof on their stadium. You know what I mean? Like, that's the entire antithesis of this. And I basically am bummed out about it. It would have been a great day. We would have went from opening day to the NCAA tournament. So because the NCAA tournament was starting, it was the second weekend, one thing I thought about, because it was a conversation I had with my friend Shannon about, hey, do you remember Mike Gansey and Kevin Pitsnagel, that famous West Virginia team of the kind of early 2000s? And Shannon talked about how much he loved Mike Gansey, which I kind of forgot that Shannon was a big Mike Gansey guy, but now that I kind of remember it. Well, it started, I should roll it back. It started with TJ Sorrentin, because a friend of ours, to troll Shannon, our guy Henny, put in the video of Sorrentin hitting the shot against Syracuse. And I recalled that Shannon and I were together that night. I remember the Badgers, I think, were playing Northern Iowa. CBS was not cutting to the Syracuse-Vermont game. For those who always wanted CBS to stay on college basketball and not have multiple channels, this was an example where we needed multiple channels. So they would not go to Syracuse and Vermont, and Shannon was just hanging on every sort of ticker sort of where it was like Syracuse trailing, Syracuse leading. It was a back and forth game against Vermont, and then they did in fact lose. And so we see the shot from Sorrentin. They replay it with Gus Johnson on the call, Sorrentin from the parking lot, and then that started our conversation about Mike Gansey and Kevin Pitsnagel. And I just thought, why not create a list of guys that I remember that are kind of random, that A, made me happy throughout the years, made me smile, like gives me a memory, or guys that just piss me off. And I'm like, oh God, remember that fucking guy. And a lot of those guys, I will tell you, are rivals of Marquette throughout the years. And that is a constant theme through the annoyance. So we'll go through some of the list. It's kind of deep. Like, there are a lot of guys. I started originally in 2000, and then I transitioned into, before I started even today, I was like, you know, I remember a little bit of 95, 96. Like every kid, you choose whether you cheer for North Carolina or Duke. At that time, I chose North Carolina, even though there is a picture of me in a Duke sweater. That's facts. I think an aunt gave that to me. I have aunts in North Carolina. I think they gave me that sweater. So I did cheer for North Carolina, though, because I loved Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter. Now, those guys are not random in the slightest. Those are not what we're looking for. What we're talking about are guys with either no or very little of an NBA career, and that they were just fun as hell to watch, or they were annoying as hell. So I'm going to start with the fun guys. I will drop any antidotes that I see fit. I do have some antidotes for different guys and different players, but we will go forward with that. Like I said, the list starts in 95 and it kind of ends around 2016. I looked at it and I was like, you know, by this point, I think we all still remember these guys. If we have another quarantine in 2030, then we'll start talking about those players. And then probably be like, remember we were back here a decade ago? So that's where the list starts and we will get going. So to start it off, in the mid-90s, really kind of my, I would say favorite, I wouldn't say favorite first player, because like I said, that Antoine Jameson, it was right around the same era. But I really liked the Miles Simon Arizona team. Miles Simon, Mike Bibby. Miles Simon was an awesome college player. And Miles Simon was a guy who I really liked. I remember being surprised that he wasn't a pro. I was cheering on Arizona as well as North Carolina. They played each other in that year. And I was bummed that Arizona had beat North Carolina. But I also liked the Wildcats because my cousins lived in Tucson, Arizona. So to see them happy, I was like, oh, that's really cool. Other names as you go on in the 90s, Khalid El-Amin was awesome. Like, Khalid El-Amin, the fact that Khalid El-Amin was able to be as good as he was with how chubby he was is fucking incredible. I mean, Khalid El-Amin was a big boy. He was a bowling ball, and he was able to sort of be this, you know, awesome point guard. I mean, he was really good for those UConn teams. Obviously, they had Richard Hamilton, who was I think a top 10 pick. I think he was drafted 6 after that tournament. But that UConn team was really fun to watch. Ricky Moore was another name that rang a bell and that I enjoyed watching playing back in the day. Other names in that 90s group, we had Scoonie Penn. Scoonie Penn was really good. Michael Redd, Scoonie Penn. I mean, that was a solid Ohio State team. Eric Barkley, remember him from St. John's. Eric Barkley had a pretty solid college career and played well in that tournament. So those are kind of the early 90s guys. There were only a few that annoyed me in that 90s block, in that early 90s block. From those names, I had Trajan Langdon. I just never really got down with Trajan Langdon. I just never got the hype. He was one of the many Duke players where you just didn't understand why every broadcaster seemed to suck his dick, but Trajan Langdon was definitely in that mix. Austin Crozier and God Shamgard. Now, I know Austin Crozier had a pretty NBA career, so I guess he isn't random, but I just remember that Providence team. They beat the doors off Marquette in the tournament, and I remember being so annoyed at Providence because I think the first year, like, I filled out a bracket with my dad, and I remember I think I had Marquette to like the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8 or something dumb because I'm a kid, didn't know better, and then that Providence team beat Duke, and I don't remember that very vividly, but I remember my dad telling me, like, yeah, you know, maybe this Providence team was better than you thought, but yeah. Crozier and God Shamgod annoyed the shit out of me. Also on that list, Cincinnati was a big rival for Marquette back in the day and a potential topic as we go on, but Danny Fortson also in that mix. Danny Fortson was just a bully inside, and I did not really like Danny Fortson. Going into kind of the 2000s, I would say that this is early. I mentioned a few with, you know, Gansey and Pitsnoggle and TJ Sorrentine. Dwayne for my Wisconsin kids. I mean, Dwayne was just, I think the name itself was incredible. And it was just Dwayne. I mean, it was awesome. Teddy DuPay was another one from Florida. Teddy DuPay didn't look like he really belonged on a basketball court, but he did. Ed Cota, fucking legend of the North Carolina game. He was an awesome point guard. Speaking of North Carolina, I loved Joseph Forte back in the day. If you were to tell me that Joseph Forte wasn't going to be an NBA star, I would not have believed you. At the time, I had a Joseph Forte jersey. I can't believe that I lost that jersey. I didn't lose it, like, from a perspective of, like, I lost it at a party or I lost it, like, at a friend's house or something like that. No, like, a lot of things in your life, your mom throws things away or she gives them to Goodwill because you don't wear them anymore. You tell her that you give it away. Like, for example, great example of this was I asked her last week, hey, just randomly, like, is my Xbox still around? because I've said this, I think, in the blog. I wrote a whole blog about how I miss video games. But if I wasn't unemployed for the last 5 months, I would have for sure bought a video game system. I would have definitely bought a PS4 or a PS3, something like low level, Xbox 360. Like, I would have just bought something that was pretty cheap, that I knew that if I bought it, the return on investment wasn't going to be significant. Like, buying an Xbox One or buying a PS4, I don't think would be practical. But the fact that, you know, our guy Murph was able to snag one from our boy Twigs, and I didn't know that he had a system available, what made me quite upset, because I was like, video games would be great right now. Unfortunately, I do not have a system, therefore I watch a lot of shows that have nothing to do with sports. I did watch Miracle last Saturday, which gave me a little bit of a sports fix, and I don't know if I'll need to roll back some more sports this Saturday. Maybe I'll watch Major League. That actually is a great idea. I'll definitely watch Major League. I'm doing that for sure. I think it's on a streaming platform. If it isn't, that will be a cruel reality, and maybe just a reason to rent one, because Major League's great. And you got to watch, with Major League, not to sidetrack this too much, but you have to watch it uncensored. It's just a better version of it when you are able to hear Sweet Lou Brown swear his ass off. All right, let's get back to this list. Guys who annoy me in the sort of that early era, a lot of Cincinnati is going to be probably featured here. We have Jason Vaxeal, Shane Battier. He's a popular guy, but Shane Battier sucked, man. Jason Capono, I just think I didn't like the look of Jason Capono. He just looked too pretty to be a basketball player. Kenny Satterfield, another Cincinnati guy who just, you know, annoyed me. Steve Logan is in that mix. Lauren Woods, remember Lauren Woods from Arizona? I don't know if it was because his name was Lauren or that he just was kind of just one of those classic big men that was like, what are you fucking doing here? Also on the list, you had Hollis Price. I didn't like the fact that he just chewed on his fucking mouth guard all the time. It's like, what are you doing, man? This mouth guard is ridiculous. Francisco Garcia, oh my God. Francisco Garcia caused me so much heart pain and so many issues as a Marquette fan. Francisco is easily, like, if you rank all of these annoying players, he is definitely near the top. Same goes with Taquan Dean. Taquan Dean, I think, was at Louisville for, 8 years, it felt like. Definitely on the list. So now we'll go back. We'll roll ourselves back into some more guys who from the early 2000s. I don't have dates on this. I probably should have done a better job on dating this, because I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, these guys are still from the 2000s. These are, I kind of move through the 2000s as this list goes on. But you have players like Luke Jackson, awesome Oregon team with Luke Ridenour. The Lukes were great. You have Chris Wilcox. I mean, part of that 2002 Maryland team. I really like that Maryland team. I feel like Lonnie Baxter could also be on that list. Juan Dixon. Juan Dixon's still kind of in the news. Lonnie Baxter, unfortunately, was in the news recently because his kid's been battling some sickness. Obviously, prayers go out to him. Joey Graham from Oklahoma State. Remember Joey Graham? That Oklahoma State team was really good. Joey Graham was part of that. They took down the St. Joe's team of Delonte West and Jameer Nelson. That was an awesome game. I remember where I was for that St. Joe's Oklahoma game. Wayne Simeon of Kansas. He was a beast down low. Same with Luke Schenzer from Georgia Tech. The fact that that guy was very successful and that Georgia Tech made it to all the way to the final game is kind of incredible, thinking about it, that who Georgia Tech is, that they made it to the final game of the tournament is wild to me. Luther Head from Illinois. Luther Head was a really good player that I think a lot of people forget. Even though drafted high, Rashad McCants and Randy Foy were great. I love those fucking Villanova teams. You could not have told me that I picked Villanova to win the title or to get to the Final Four multiple times only to get burned. Also in that group, Mike Nardi, Alan Ray. I love that Villanova team. That Villanova team was awesome. That was before Villanova, obviously, was a rival of Marquette. A couple Arizona boys that I enjoyed were Hassan Adams and Salim Stoudemire. Both were great players. Hassan Adams was another player where I was like, that guy is going to be a great NBA player. I don't know. It was something about the Arizona jersey, man, that made me think these guys were going to be good players. Because I will say the same thing about another Arizona player here in a second. As for an annoyance factor, other guys on that list, Tom Coverdale of Indiana, Paul Davis of Michigan State, both just slow white guys who were better than they should have been. Carl Krauser, remember Carl Krauser from Pitt? Oh, man. And same in that Pitt kind of area. It's a little later on. I'll bring him up later. Jordan Farmar, also on that list. Jordan Farmar, again, just a weird-looking dude. Just a guy that didn't look like he should be that good at basketball. Other annoyers that kind of go deeper in, Chris Douglas Roberts. Remember CDR? CDR was a buck, but he just didn't, I don't know. There, he just was a odd duck. Sasha Khan, another guy who, maybe it's the name, you know, it's kind of a Lauren Woods thing. It's like, Sasha Khan, that guy should not be a good basketball player. Sam Young, I hated Sam Young. Sam Young was fucking so annoying because I don't really know why Sam Young was annoying. He just had an annoying brand of basketball. Same goes for Scotty Reynolds and Johnny Flynn. I think both of those guys were just, you know, nuisances. They were good. I mean, Scotty Reynolds, I mean, was fantastic. So was Johnny Flynn. But they were both just nuisances as basketball players. And then another annoying guy before I go back, a couple of more annoying guys before I go back to likable players, Chris Kramer. More for my Wisconsin friends, Chris Kramer. I mean, I didn't really like Chris Kramer either. The gelled hair was far too much for basketball. And LaVance Fields. LaVance Fields was like the anti-Khalid Al-Amin. Same kind of body type, but just fucking drove me crazy. I did not. I think looking back on it, just to come of the names of annoyance, a lot of Pitt players show up. And I don't think I liked Pitt that much in the mid-aughts. Like, I don't think Pitt was a friend of mine. Moving back to likable guys of that just are kind of random, Ron Lewis, who could forget the big shot he hit against Xavier. That game was underrated and awesome. Now, Ohio State got away with some shit late in that game, Sean Miller coaching that Xavier team, but Ohio State winning that game in Lexington, you have Gus Johnson on the call. That is where the famous line, we're going to overtime in Lexington. Ha ha. That is where that is derived from. You have Joey Dorsey from Memphis. I enjoyed Joey Dorsey's game. Big boy. Deshaun Butler was really good. People forget how good Deshaun Butler was for that West Virginia team. Wayne Chisholm, that headband style was unlike anything else. Tweety Carter, really good player for Baylor. I forgot all about Tweety Carter, and I saw his name, and I was like, oh yeah, Tweety Carter, great guard. Jacob Pullen, definitely another guy I thought of immediately when I wanted to do this. Jacob Pullen was awesome. Jacob Pullen with the beard, the matchup he had with Jordan Crawford against Xavier, that double overtime game was an absolute classic, one of the best college basketball games I remember. We were going crazy. I was at my house. I was a junior in college at that time, so I was at my house just going nuts watching that with my guys late into the night. Jortz Harrelson, you got to mention Jortz. You can't forget Jortz, kind of the new generation of Pitt Snoggle for this generation. Another Arizona guy I thought would have been excellent would have been Derek Williams. I thought Derek Williams was going to be a stud in the pros. I remember that run that he had, and I was convinced that Derek Williams was going to be awesome. He tore up the NCAA tournament that year. It led to him getting drafted second, which was a mistake, and probably the last time somebody used the tournament to justify a draft pick. All right, I got to wrap this up. I will, a couple more annoying guys on the list. Brian Zubek, Matt Howard. Oh, God, both annoying in their own right. Peyton Siva and Russ Smith, also annoying in their own right. Bring a lot of Louisville hate and connection there. From likable guys to round it out, Thomas Robinson, another guy. I would have been convinced that he was going to be a great pro. It never worked out. Nick Stauskas, Spike Albright. Who can forget those two guys? And Ryan Boatwright. People forget Ryan Boatwright was a really good player for UConn. All right, that does it. I know I kind of sped it up at the end. I'm on a little bit of a time crunch here. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to talk about the wide receiver position for the Green Bay Packers. All right, take care, Tappers. Have a good one. Bye.